Time passed, and then one morning Ordinary woke up with these words echoing in his mind. What you're missing, you already have. Could it be? Ordinary looked and looked, and then he discovered that in a small corner of his heart lay a big dream. The big dream told him that he, a nobody, was made to be a somebody and destined to achieve great things. Jumping out of bed, Ordinary discovered something else, a long white feather resting on the sill of his window. Where did it come from? What did it mean? With a jolt of excitement, Ordinary decided he'd been visited by the dream giver. Now, Ordinary had heard rumors of various nobodies and familiar waking up to a big dream, but he had never imagined that it could happen to him. He rushed to get dressed, his big dream beating brightly in his chest. He couldn't wait to get to his usual job and tell best friend the news. But on his way to work, Ordinary realized he had a problem. His big dream was too big for a nobody like Ordinary. He would be embarrassed to tell anyone. Even best friend would probably laugh. Still, Ordinary was too excited to keep his dream to himself. As soon as he saw best friend, he blurted out the news. The dream giver gave me a big dream. I was made to be a somebody and destined to achieve great things. Best friend looked surprised, but he didn't laugh. That's very big, he said. But if I were you, I wouldn't talk about this dream of yours too much. Nobodies around here might take you for a fool. Ordinary didn't want to look like a fool, so after that, he kept his big dream to himself. Day after day, Ordinary showed up at his usual job. But while he worked, he thought about his dream. He thought about how wonderful it would be to do what he loved to do instead of just dreaming about it. Ordinary's longing for his big dream grew and grew until finally he realized that he'd never be happy unless he could pursue it. Why didn't the dream giver make it possible? If the dream giver didn't, how could Ordinary ever leave familiar? He had payments and expenses. He had regular duties. A lot of nobodies counted on him for a lot of things. Ordinary felt stuck. Time passed, but nothing changed. He began to hate his usual job. This isn't what I was made to do, he'd say to himself. I just know it. After a while, he began to worry that maybe he hadn't received...